Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Negotiations continue today in an effort to prevent a teacher strike in Chicago this Thursday.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey says he's happy that teachers and school board negotiators are starting to talk about some of the issues the union believes are important, but that nothing is in writing and the time is running out.
Some of the things that we're talking about today should have been the first things that the mayor was offering to us. The starting point for discussing how you get educational equity in basic education supports is a nurse in every school, every day.
The mayor and CPS CEO say they're committed to getting a deal done. Meanwhile, CPS is rescheduling some football games to ensure some teams get a chance at state playoffs should there be a strike. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An arrest has been made in connection with last month's attack in Cicero that allegedly involved an unusual weapon.
Last month, there was a fight at a bowling alley in Cicero. Police say a victim was hit over the head with a 14-pound bowling ball. Cicero police say they used social media videos to find out who hit him and obtain an arrest warrant. Calumet Park police say they arrested Demetrius Easton and turned him over to the Cicero Police Department. Prosecutors have charged Easton with attempted murder. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago firefighters responded to five dumpster and garages that were set on fire in the Lincoln Park area earlier today. The dumpsters were along the 700 block of West Wrightwood, 600 block of West Diversey, 500 block of West Wellington, and the 2700 block of North Lehman Court. The garage was on the 700 block of West Schubert. Police say no one was hurt and no one is in custody. A new report indicates eight of the top 20 Midwestern cities losing population are here in Illinois. That includes three on the top of the list. The Business Insider report lists the top three as Danville, Decatur, and Rockford. Also on the list, Peoria at number six, Kankakee at number eight, the Chicago-Naperville-Elgin corridor at 10, Bloomington at 13, and Springfield at 19. A 22-year-old man is in custody after being shot by an off-duty Waukegan police officer late yesterday afternoon. Police say the officer shot the man, who sped off from a traffic stop and nearly hit the officer in the process. It happened in the parking lot of an apartment complex in the 2200 block of North Bertrick. The 22-year-old was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency wants a court order to take soil samples from some abandoned homes in East Chicago.
The homes are located on Alexander Avenue, McCook Avenue, Vernon Avenue, and Kennedy Avenue. Each could be contaminated with elevated levels of lead and arsenic. Published reports say one owner is denying access, another homeowner is dead, and others can't be reached, which is why the government is going to court. In 2016, residents living in the West Calumet housing complex were told that they had to move because of the high levels of lead and arsenic in the soil. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.